24/7 Lyft. Voices building a community.
Sarah Nick hanging out, and on the phone today, we have Marina, the events coordinator for an upcoming event called Woman Up. We are so excited for this. Marina, the floor is all yours. Tell us about the event.
Definitely. So we're putting together this event in Kelowna to get a bunch of women who maybe have never put on a pair of heels and decided they want to dance, come out and take a dance class with us.
Okay, I'm already hooked on this event. Tell me more, love.
It's going to be a day of body confidence, celebrating our individuality through movement. It's all about getting women together to embrace their confidence.
I love that. This is totally up my alley, something I've actually never been to. So where can I go if I want to join in on this?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got a space at Prospera Place, kind of like a dance room. But the one big difference in the classes we offer is there's no mirrors. So you don't have a bunch of other people staring at you. It's just you in the space.
Oh, I love that. Because that's always like a fear that somebody goes through, especially like, you know, if you're a beginner, you're like, oh, I don't want to go because I don't want other people to make fun of me or look at me, even though that's usually never the case.
You're totally right. That's, I think, a big reason why a lot of people are afraid of trying something new. It's that fear of judgment. And so we're just breaking all those walls down and creating the most safe and positive space we can to get women out to celebrate each other and dance. Maybe for the first time, hopefully not for the last time.
Very cool. Thank you so much, Marina. Really, really appreciate that. Again, the Woman Up event happening in Kelowna Prospera Place. It's all going down next month, August 11th.
Empower Hour on 104.7 Lyft.
Empower Hour. This is like one of the best parts of the day. Why? Because we take your song requests, but there's the catch, okay? Here's the little catch. Only those songs that make you feel good is what we're going to play. So we want no sad, depressing Ed Sheeran songs, only the happy, upbeat Ed Sheeran songs, okay? See what we're going with? Kicking things off, we have a text here from Ryan saying, can I please hear the song Happy by Pharrell Williams? Every time we hear this song in the car, my daughter just starts grooving. Amen to that. My sister actually sent me a little video of my niece doing the exact same thing. So I guarantee your kid, or even you, who can be a kid at heart, is up and moving to this song. Here's Happy, Pharrell Williams.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
104.7 Lyft. Empowering Kelowna.
Alrighty, we have a Lyft listener that needs your help. If you have any tips or tricks, please let us know.
Hey Sarah, this is Maximilian. I'm just dealing with an issue with my girlfriend right now. She just started a new job. She's incredibly stressed. This is technically her third job. This one's only part-time. She already works two full-time jobs, and she's just working herself to the bone. She's incredibly stressed out. I don't think it helps because I'm in between jobs right now, and I'm just wondering, what can I do for her aside from buying her a gift, because money's tight for me right now? What can I do for her to help with her stress?
First off, kudos to your lady for working like three jobs. I can't even manage one in the first place, so that is pretty incredible. But if you're looking to do something nice for her and just like de-stress and not spend a ton of money, just have an open and honest conversation. And the way that is probably easiest to do this, and I mean it works on me, is running a bath. I'm a sucker for a good bath and a nice glass of wine. And then I'll tell you all about my life, probably overshare my life. But I think that's what she really needs to do. Maybe she needs you as an outlet and just to listen. And I think that's the key here, is just listening and letting her decompress. And yeah, those conversations are probably not going to be the greatest at all times, but at least she knows she has a partner that is supporting her. If you have any more suggestions, please let us know. You can call, you can text, you can send a letter if you want, but I don't know if that will reach us in time.
104.7 Lyft. Voices building a community.